is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Whoa!
Kissel wanted to open today's episode talking about how you have to make sure, you have to really do the guiding line of how well you treat children and how, because number one,
you
can't, especially if you got Fogel face.
Fogel face!
There's
a story with a dude who has Fogel face. It's what we're calling people who do horrible things and also pitch sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Eat sandwiches.
If you're in a, salted meat, if that's like what you do to make a living,
also
you got to really be careful. I actually would prefer you to have an eye patch. And we were saying it's preferable to be mean to children.
Yes, of course.
The
meanest thing you can do is to be. It's not being nice to do the other thing. That's being mean as well. It's being predatory, and that's not nice, Henry.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
No, but you did infer it's better to be mean to children than do the other thing, but that would infer that would be nice, but that would also be very mean to a
child. Jared Fogel also spent all that time showing everybody his pants.
Fogel face!
It is hard out here to have a flat face. Do you have any idea how hard it is to have a flat, featureless, almost Lego, cylinder-like head?
And no.
How everybody projects crime onto you.
I know!
And actually, to come back all the way around, like, think about that. Think about guys that just look like pedophiles.
Absolutely.
That is such a sad lot in life because sometimes it's unavoidable. Sometimes you are a person with a 46-inch waist,
you know what?
With a 24-inch inseam, and you have a head the shape of a pear.
I do understand that. There are certain people, and I know that they're nice people, but
sure.
That look, and maybe it's an amalgamation of all people who've done horrible crimes, but sometimes someone is just they are the Christ figurehead of all weird people that have done horrible things.
Oh, yeah.
And they could be taking care of everyone. They could be taking care of a grandmother.
They could be.
They could be very sweet people.
A lot of times they are. They've actually worked their way into systems where they actually get trust implicitly. And then.
No. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. You did mention Ben hanging out with Henry. You did mention Salted Meats. And this is where I want to say Boar's Head sucks. I don't care. Come at me.
Great.
I don't care.
Here comes all the roast beef army.
Yes, indeed.
And honestly, they need to watch their salts. Need to watch your salts. You have to be careful with this lunch meat.
There was a guy, it's in Phelps County. That's why we were talking about this. He opened up a thing called Skate or Die. He's got Fogel face, heavyset man, eyes too tiny, a smile around children that no one should have.
I think that was
the point. You want to have constantly kind of a grimace knowing that you will be broker after you see the child because
sure.
you have got to buy
yes.
them food. Otherwise,
yes.
they die. And
yes.
then, I'm hungry. And it's like, I got to keep you alive.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You should. Yeah, you definitely should be easy with money.
Yeah.
But definitely, no child should sit anywhere past, like, the top of the kneecap.
Yes. So it's this dude, and I believe his name is Scott Mickey. He was the founder of the Peace of Mind head shop.
Oh, yeah. I don't like any of that.
No.
Mickey, last name Mickey either. That's all. Again, that's just... Ooh, that is just programming to a children.
Yes.
That's all they get. They're completely indoctrinated with Mickey impulses. As soon as they see the name Mickey, they're like, oh, that's safe.
It was a roller shop where they sold skateboarding gear and apparel. It opened in March of 2022, but it closed very quickly after two teenage brothers were like, that guy's a horrible piece of shit. And indeed, he has been arrested in Phelps County.
It's not good.
Now, interestingly enough, if you look at the Rolla school board, because that's where it's at, is Rolla. There's a guy running for school board, and you know what his name is? Scott Glasscock.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, you
come
know on, buddy. That
you know
is a
nice,
name
though?
That you got to be
if you have glass
pharmaceuticals.
Cock, but it's incumbent Glasscock. It means there is true transparency about your sexuality. And I think that's really important, is to really make sure everybody's on board, especially the kids.
Only weeks after its founding, Skate or Die was shuttered in the wake of Tyler Die. He died because of a fatal drug overdose. Now, nearly a year later, the world has turned upside down for Tyler's family and group of friends.
This is a terrible story.
Speaking of pretending nothing happened, Mickey, again, the man, he was the owner of this head shop.
Good back here.
Again, sexually assaulting people, horrible person.
He was
arrested by the FBI March 24th, and he is charged in federal court with one count of transportation of a minor to engage in a criminal sexual act. And
how
I'm actually upset about.
How presidential of him.
The one thing I'm so pissed off about is that usually people that do this are like, they have like a clothing store or like a dress, like they do something good. this is a cool ad or perceived to be good. Right.
But why is a clothing store?
No,
like
a
good?
Give, like a it's a nonprofit or something. It's like a nonprofit.
Oh, sure, 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 sure.
Because they want to be pants. Around young, vulnerable people.
Yes.
But this guy, he's bringing in wheat. He's got a head shop. And it's like, bro.
Well, he's bringing in water pipes. You don't want to get him in trouble.
That's true. Well, he's in trouble. But, you know, it's like this is supposed to be a safe place for 17, 18 year olds. This is really where our safe place is the back of a head shop. You're supposed to trust this guy.
I saw a lot of,
it's really not good.
There was a place called YB Normal that was like somewhere near where I grew up, right? Where in Florida. No, this is a head shop in Florida. And I think you saw a lot of tips of penises you weren't supposed to see, but mostly it was supposed to be like curious. Hey, you're curious, which I don't think goes. But you know what? I'll say, you know who's brave? Who showed the whole world that they weren't a bunch of like Jared Fogles. Right. Yep, they want to make sure that they knew that they told a child to go fuck itself. It is the Shasta District Fair. Have you done any research
on about the Shasta District Fair?
So a 9-year-old girl befriended a goat that for was a oh, part I of see. A it was a part of this this like a 4-H program with the Shasta District Fair. They now the kids are supposed to go and like, you know, you raise a goat. And you learn how to do the, you know, like you know, do the shit, and then you go through the whole process. But you sell the goat for meat in the end of it. But this little girl, the little girl became obsessed with the goat, and they got really close with the goat because both of her parents, grandparents had just died, all this kind of shit. But so they finally sold it, and it was supposed to go to slaughter. And the father went, did everything possible to say, hey, listen, I know this is supposed to be like a lesson we're teaching our kids.
What?
Like about how farming works, like, but literally how farming works.
No, the lesson is everything you get close to is inevitably going to be slaughtered in front of your eyes.
It's a good lesson to learn.
But she already learned that because she lost both of her grandparents.
Yeah, but that's just time slaughter them. Who's going to get the rest of us.
I actually disagree with this. See, controversial opinion, okay?
Can't have seen their chickens. They can't even.
I don't give a fuck. Make them one big tit, no brain.
I appreciate. No legs, I also have no problem.
They don't know that they're alive.
Yeah, I'd rather so just breathing hunks of meat. But their story goes. So she goes to sell the goat. They're like, the father tries to stop. It's like, hey, listen, I know that this is a breach of contract, but I'm going to go. I'm going to pay you the money that
steal
we sold you for the goat. We're going to try to do this. And then they try to not bring the goat back. But apparently they decided to make an example of this child. They sent the sheriff to the kid's house where they took the screaming goat from the child's hands, took it back to the farm where they fucking slaughtered it.
What?
And they basically said, because the big note that came from this like county fair thing is that youth get everything they want now. And we have to make sure we show this TikTok generation that if you sign a contract, you have to fulfill it.
Dude, more kids are they're getting shot all every day.
They just don't get understand. Shot all literally, day. Like they run active mass killer drills. Let the kids have the goat.
God.
Let them smoke. Let them fucking. You know when we need to bring back 32-ounce sodas.
Oh, they're still
I
out.
Say if there's another 100 shootings there. This year, we should in New York. They phase a lot of it out. Kids are not allowed to drink it as much anymore.
I think that was pushed back.
I think these kids, they need double downs. Let them be fat. Let them be homebound. Because, you know, look, that's where they'll be safe, except that their parents kill everybody in the house.
The next war is going to be fought with drones and other
And guess what? The war
things.
After that will be fought with sticks and stones.
Don't fucking bring magnets into this. I hate that shit.
After
World War III, it's like, yeah, what did that asshole? Who was that? Einstein or something? Yeah, more like Einstein's Island.
Pocahontas was wrong.
So anyway, the father wrote, my daughter sobbed in her bed with, this is sad.
It's incredibly sad. A lot of these stories this week, I'm going to fess up. A lot of these stories, I kind of we're going to have to vamp quite a bit because I was going through the pack. There's a lot of sad fucking stories.
He says, my daughter sobbed in her pen with her goat. The barn was mostly empty at the last minute. I decided to break the rules and take that goat that night.
So he did steal a goat.
Who cares? Also, it's like, I'm not playing this game, dude. I'm not playing the game where it's like get emotionally attached to your goat and then we slaughter it. If I'm emotionally.
It should not have been.
No.
It's just like the idea, it's one or the other. It's like you have to constantly message to your child, like, you know, not blaming them, but you know, technically you tried to breach a contract. But listen, we're going to slaughter this goat. It's a whole farming thing. It's a whole farming thing. And then next week we're slaughtering your brother.
Fucking armed detectives drove 500 miles.
It is wild.
On goat case. At some point in that 500 miles, did they look at each other and be like, this is why we got into the academy?
Nothing I know better than dragging a pet out of a screaming child's hand.
Stealing a 9-year-old's pet freaking goat. Also, we have enough food in this. I can get goat meat right now.
There is
we
just
don't
so,
need this one goat.
It's a tiny goat. And it's like, I do understand contracts. But like, again, these kids are all fucked.
Do you
They're
know?
All fucked. That kid already lost 3 years to COVID. You know what I mean? And now we're losing the goat?
The name of this goddamn sanctuary where we're staying, deputies believe Cedar was staying at Bleeding Hearts Farm, a sanctuary in Napa County.
You don't understand. They call it Bleeding Hearts there because what they mean is stabbing a heart with a knife.
I think that that was supposed to be the good place, and then they stole it from there. It's just at some point law enforcement, I know every letter of the law. No one's above the law, even a 9-year-old girl. What the fuck are you doing?
No.
You're going to go back to your wife. Oh, it was a hard day. We had to steal a goat from a 9-year-old today.
We set examples by arresting our elected officials, not by stealing a goat from the hands of a 9-year-old.
Cedar, name of the goat, as Henry said, taken and slaughtered.
I think every politician should be arrested once. I think of every single one. Like,
you know what, buddy? You're just asking week, for Adolf Hitler.
Fucking, no, I know all of them. I say all of them. Just they should see the system just once. Just run them through just so they have an idea. Even if it's cosplay.
Oh, yeah, it's not going
to even if we hire a bunch of people to sort of act it out for them. You get a guy named Scuzz to fucking dunk their head in a toilet bowl, calling them a bitch. Like, I think it would really help them all to see what they are, what we're all subjected to.
Yeah, well, that is a good point. We'll see what happens regarding Dumpy Donnie.
All right.
So anyway, that's for a whole nother show. Check out Abe Lincoln's Top Pet. This is the saddest thing ever. So according to Ryan Gordon, an attorney with Advancing Law for Animals, which I'm going to say for the most part, Ryan, we're probably not going to agree everything. Although, I mean, I can't be a hypocrite. Look at my puffin. Look at my little puffin.
I will literally, yes, I would do anything.
I love animals.
Break into whatever Supermax prison Wendy is in to get her out.
So I understand it, but it's also like, cows, do they need the right to vote? If they could just say my name, if they could say ban, I'd be like, you have the right to vote.
I mean, yes.
They haven't gotten past amp. They haven't, I mean, they're, anyway.
They don't even say moo. They just make a noise.
I know. We say moo because we have to hear it in a way that we can understand what they're saying.
Because their real sound is like, that's not a word.
They do get set. And this is why I also believe in, everyone hates lions. And when you see the animals in the lions waiting for slaughter, that's worse than getting slaughtered.
Oh, the lion is so much worse. Yeah, shoot him with a machine gun.
Ninjas. I want every cow, all animals should be killed by surprise. So then you don't know, oh no, because then they have the glorious of life and they're like, oh, I'm just eating grass. And they're just like, whoosh, and then they're dead. And then they come back as podcasters.
What we do is, because that's what we were. We must have been.
I was a cow.
Do you remember the thing when they do it? I think it's in Kill Bill where they have to steal the bell.
Oh, yes.
So if you have a farmer train in ninja-like skills.
Farmers are not ninja-like, though.
But they're silent.
Big. No, they're big and loud.
But they're gruff. No, yeah. but they're very taciturn, stern-faced, beat their wife. They're out there.
They don't always beat their wife. Have you met a farmer's wife? Farmer's wife beat him.
I hope.
In Mother Russia, farmer's wife beat him.
They are great. But the idea of like, then he can super silently and quickly kill all of the sheep.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying, why don't we just hire more people that are into the jiu-jitsu system. And then they can get, because it's about job creation.
It is.
And also not having these poor animals have to wait in line for the slaughter because it's like, ugh, what am I at, Disney? So according to Ryan Gordon, he says, it's shocking. It's a little girl's goat, not Pablo Escobar.
I mean, it's true, though. It is. Again, why are we doing this? Because then everyone's making.
Oh, my God. The dad says it wasn't just two. Our daughter lost 3 grandparents within the last year. And our family has had so much heartbreak and sadness. You know what? Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Yep.
That's what NWA was singing about.
Yeah, those fellows with attitude knew. Let the goats alone.
Leave the goats alone. Once a nine-year-old bonds with anything, you really just can't take it away from them.
No, you really can't. You can't. Because just let them have it. It's just a fucking goat. I don't understand it, but you know, who knows what happens. It's an overcorrection, but no one's going to see any consequences. Welcome to America.
Live from your grave.
There's another story that then also shows me who does need to be in jail. Where do the cops do need to get involved?
Absolutely, because they do. We need them.
We do. In many ways, this is a guy. Trevor Dole, have you done any research into this story?
Every night I think of Trevor Dole. Every goddamn night.
So this guy, we covered the beginning of this. He in a road rage incident, Trevor Dole. Now, this is over 2 days. He's a 25-year-old moron from Noblesville, and he's the exact opposite of Noble, according to the engines.
And
so what he did was, which I've also recently, I just suffered from this recently, where I had someone do road rage at me. I've never escalated road rage.
Yes, you have.
I have not. I've never gotten out of my car. I've only ever done a toot toot. I've done a couple of middle fingers.
Yeah, that's
I've
called escalating road rage.
I have called several people old bitch.
Yeah, right? That's escalating it.
That's what they get.
Not escalating is literally just like, all right.
No, it's conversations.
Drive. No,
it's conversations.
That's,
we're all having
just literally said something and then proved that you were
the
lying.
Human experience is an ongoing conversation.
It,
right?
Well, it is, but that's not a conversation. That's yelling at somebody.
Trevor Dole is bad because Trevor Dole, number one, he's got like, talk about Fogel face. He's another type of guy. Maybe it's a focal face.
He's got like Dan Crenshaw cock. He's got something going on. He doesn't have it. There's not a lot of light behind the eyes.
No. Very mean guy. So he got in a road rage incident where a man, he was hovering at a stop sign. Trevor Dole pulls up behind him. He says that he wasn't taking too long. So he pulls away around. He basically cuts him off at a stop sign. And the guy gives him a little toot of the horn, right?
Sure.
And so they continue on. Trevor Dole then waits for him as he drives past him. He then catches up to him in his car. He cuts him off, pulls out a gun, and shoots up the whole side of his car, right?
That's good.
That's an escalation, right?
More of an escalation than flipping the bird. It's more of an escalation than being like, yo, me. But it's also something that will happen to you if you do the middle finger.
I do understand, but that's why I have fast car. I also understand what you have to do is
you can only go so fast on the highway.
Use the car as a weapon. And so that's always use the car as a weapon. If you see someone pull out a gun, you don't hesitate because you can get insurance on the car. You hit their car with your car, you knock them off balance, knock the gun out, and then you just keep moving. You stay in the car, they'll never get out of the car.
Great.
And so that's my guide to proper road rage.
It's really not good.
So this guy shot this dude in the leg. He then proceeded to go on and fire his gun again in a road rage incident, right? So he's caught. This is over a couple days.
A little Aaron Hernandez-y.
And they put him in jail at $1 million bail, which is really important because they're like, all right, this guy's a fucking psychopath.
Right.
So from jail, this is a rash of news that I got this week of people, again, not listening to us, which is their first mistake. And their second mistake is not understanding. There is never, ever such a thing as a hitman. Because from jail, moron got his buddy, who turned out to be an informant,
a
police officer.
Well, but whatever you say on a jail phone is recorded.
It's recorded, right?
So you're technically your own informant.
Also, remember that too. The second you are inside of a police station, you are on camera. They watch you, and then they use that pin you, no matter what it is. They're going to come for you. They're looking for any indication of your behavior that you're guilty.
And don't forget about our tactical bath page, folks.
It's just real.
But you're on camera a lot earlier than that.
Oh, yeah. But he called and he said, basically, we got to do this in code. I need to whack these prisoners. I have to whack these witnesses that are going to come against me, including his girlfriend,
girlfriend. That's great code. I wonder what whack could mean.
Well, you said
get
the code.
Get a McDonald's?
Yeah, they come with a code, and they said, we'll call it bedroom renovation and bathroom renovation.
That's really
because
smart.
Because one was for his girlfriend, now ex. They broke up.
They did.
Yeah, I guess that's what happens.
This is one of those deal breakers.
And then also to kill a child. The second one was to kill a child that also was a potential witness that he thought would go on the stand. And he said that what he was hoping to do is to knock this out by his trial, that he would go and quote unquote, I don't care if she comes back. And I also don't care if he doesn't come back.
Right.
And we wanted to charge $4,000 and $5,000. Again, not enough. Ever enough. It's a minimum 25 G's. All right, to kill somebody. That is for certain, right? So again, he priced it at $4,000 and $5,000. And he said,
The main thing he said, it's like, all right, so well, when do you want these renovations done? He's like, I want the renovation to be done by this date, which was the day of his trial. And then he said, what do you, how do you want, like, kind of direction do you want to go in it? And he said, I'd actually prefer if we gutted the entire thing, if you know what I'm talking about.
Go
he literally
shiplap.
Said, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, shiplap. You're going to want to get some shiplap in there.
And shiplap means you drowner.
Yeah, it's possible. So that's a dumb guy there.
Oh yeah, Trevor Dole is not good at it. Here's another story. Desmond, have you seen the story here? It's Desmond Ramsey.
Well, now this story is interesting because he's a father.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit older, so perhaps he doesn't have the ignorance of youth on his side. Desmond Ramsey, 58 years old, will spend 18 months in jail after pleading guilty to aggravated assault charges in connections with calls he made to a budget dumpster company, and he didn't call them to come and remove some trash. Or no, he called them because he thought that they would make perfect hitmen.
Well, he
and I actually think that what he did was stereotype dumpster people.
Oh, well, absolutely.
And dumpster company people
and the garbage industry.
You are guilty.
I am not.
Of demeaning garbage people.
Well, mostly janitors. Men, it's janitors
who are the front lines. Without the janitor putting the trash in the garbage
if
man.
If we
can't
could raise a penisless janitor in a lab.
Janitors are notoriously good people.
I think that everyone will be safe.
Most people of my ilk, who maybe we didn't get along with all of our teachers, the janitor was their saving grace.
Yeah, because he was grooming you.
No, he was not. No, Janitor Bob was not. I think his dick was shot off in Vietnam.
I think that was the problem, is he was trying to see maybe, just maybe, this little boy will be the kick ticket to me growing my balls back.
No, it was not. He would smoke cigars and chew tobacco.
But he gave you a bunch of pornography.
No, he didn't. That was Marcus's janitor. Do you even fucking know what? We're different people. I'm not Marcus.
Together. You're all the same.
Look at that. That's a full lung right there. That's a full lung.
We're allowed to make fun.
So anyway.
So, Desmond Ramsey, he called the dumpster company because he said in his mind, it was a bit of a, let's just say I was intoxicated and that I made the wrong, he thought it was the wrong number. He thought he was calling his friend Jesse. Right. So when he called, he identified his name as Tommy and he left three messages. And so this is a couple of the sentences from one of his calls that he left in these voicemails. It's $5,000 hit on him. I don't give a fuck where he's at or what he's doing or where he will be with. You kill that bitch. Ramsey's second message. It was blank. And then the third message said, it's business. It's business. This ain't bullshit. I need you to call me back ASAP. And he said that he called his buddy who said was in a motorcycle club. And his buddy was like, I don't know why he's calling me.
People in motorcycle clubs, by the way, now they're just in motorcycle clubs. It's no longer the Hell's Angels, which, by the way, they mostly just fucked each other.
But the Hell's Angels, they are legit. So our Hell's Angels listeners, I want to say thank you so much for your all new road membership.
I used to see the head of the Hell's Angels on Second Avenue.
I remember him.
And he'd be like, hey, boy, remember when we were dangerous? And it's like, you can finger your throat. So, no, I don't.
I think most men that can finger their throat are dangerous.
Not you. He can't. You just run away. You go 10 feet away. He can't get you.
Well, you think he's on his motorcycle.
So he says, budget dumpster employee, who again, is already just like, we're not even the dumpster company. We're the budget dumpster company.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be here.
Big buckets.
So anyway, they hear the messages. Ramsey had caller ID. All that information, they're like, Cuyahoga County Common Police, the Cuyahoga County. They're like, we got some dude. He called us wanting to think that we're hitmen.
Oh, yeah. They're like,
we're
all
not, right. We're dumpster people.
But Ramsey quickly walked this back, right? Because he said, okay, let's just face it. I got into a bit of an argument with my son recently, and I had been drinking a little bit when I made the calls. And he says, it should have never have happened. Number one.
I agree with
first
him on
of
that.
All, never should have happened. Number two, I can admit, I was not being a father. I'd never hurt my children. And, you know, I'd die before I'd let anything happen to my children. That's my baby boy, he said.
I actually think
this is...
I would
never do that. That's not me. I'd never do that.
I actually think that's very sweet. And, you know, God knows, being a father of even just Jerry, he's a beagle chihuahua. And sometimes I'm just like, dumpster company, I have a fucking pickup. yeah.
But Jerry's different.
He's my son.
He is your son, and I believe in you. Yes, if you didn't see him coming out, you're his mother, you wouldn't believe it was yours.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I shouldn't. That would be kind of implicit. That's disgusting. So anyway, Ramsey is,
and you know what is nice is that it shows he's not a pedophile, because he'd rather kill his own son than fuck him.
Well, of course. I mean, so I actually think that he was, yes, they got into a fight. You get drunk. You get angry. You're peaked drunk. I mean, this is not a sober move. Again, he called.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Because he would at least have called an extermination company, like even a pest exterminator. Would that at least be closer?
Yes. According to the Cleveland Police, the budget dumpster's vice president, he was less than helpful.
I think that he might say, because also, again, the dumpster president, the president of the dumpster company, I think that he is like also probably, not to malign our dumpster community,
no,
maybe a slightly wary of the police getting too intimate with the details of his business.
When you're in the budget dumpster
your
business,
job is to create a place for people to put things they don't want to see anymore.
I mean, we learned that over COVID. You got to put these bodies somewhere.
You got to put them somewhere, because if not, they just hang out and they don't just disappear. This ain't Resident Evil 3.
No, it isn't. But by the way, Resident Evil 4 is out. I haven't played it yet, but I've heard it's going to be fantastic because it's my favorite video game. All right.
God, here's another sad story. I don't know if we should talk about the story with the grandmother killing the two kids.
No, that one's too sad.
No one likes that.
Why don't we do something a little bit less deathy? What about trying to bring somebody back to life?
Oh, now, this is interesting. For all the things that, you know, what are the Democrats bad at? Everything. Yeah. And what are they also really bad at? Cloning children. Because it's really sad, right? Because we all have somebody we wish we could get back.
Of course.
Who would you clone? If you could go back and clone one person from your personal life.
I mean, obviously, we want to get Kevin back, right?
Oh,
but
yes.
That's not Kevin.
It's not Kevin.
You know, because they wouldn't know anything about birds or horses. I'd be like, remember Horse Illustrated? I'd be like, my Horse Illustrated. I'd be like, that's not Kevin.
That's not Kevin.
So I don't know if I would even want to disrupt wherever he is in booty butt heaven. My grandmother, no.
No, I don't bring her back. Good. I'd bring back my pop. He was a good guy.
He was
chasing after your fucking grandfather for 3 years.
Yeah, well, good job, because my grandfather died comfortably in bed in the year 2000. So whatever. This guy, his name is Mark Hunt, and he's a dude.
Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt, that's his
now,
name.
This guy,
he's a Democrat. He's in the West Virginia.
He's doing good. Technically, I guess we need him. I don't know.
I don't know. Hunt's baby boy, he's dead, right? And so he died 10 months old, and he would have been 18 years old in October. And
yes, it was very sad, right? His son died of,
It was 17 years ago, right?
Yes, it was a long time ago, but he put a lot of money. They're trying to smear him now because he put, I think it's something like $500,000 into this. It's his own money.
It's his own money. He can do whatever he wants to do with it.
Into a company called Clonaid, which I did not even know was like, sometimes I get those like tinglies because I know you don't like these signs that the future is like coming down like a fucking freight train
we're
in the middle
in
of the beginning. This is the tough stuff that gets my sci-fi like dick hard. Like the concept of
the
being
idea
like,
of cloning
like,
children.
Well, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. So you,
I think clones are awesome in general.
So as a person who actively rails against children, I mean, our friends have children and you throw up when you hold them.
No,
you hold
say, them. I've seen, I've touched them.
Yeah. But you want more children but you want cloned children.
I just think, no,
you don't
I
think
just
that's,
think,
this is The Village, dude. This is hellacious.
No, honestly, I think most of them get flushed once they pop, right? Once they make them, the cells go, they flush them, right? I'm just saying the concept of cloning, I think, is interesting. It's just this story, the fact that him trying to clone his son is hurting his politics because everyone's like looking at it, but then they also don't want to bring up the dead son. Like the Republicans desperately want to shame him. Right. They desperately want to shame him for putting money into the cloning company. But they're also like, the problem is his numbers goes up every single time we talk about his dead kid.
Well, I think it's
because they're fucking assholes.
I think it's slightly above politics and more into the realm of what are we doing here?
It's interesting.
Hunt served 14 years in the House of Delegates. Obviously, it's a local state house there. And he says, my son died We would have done anything to save him. We would have done anything to create a twin of him if it were possible. We tried. We broke no laws. We spent our money.
There is no, and it's his money. He's allowed to do it.
And maybe we were taken advantage of by people. But finally, we had to let him go. So technically, the crime here is probably with Clonaid. It sounds like Gatorade, and but it's not. And they promised
aids you in cloning.
But they promised that they were going to be able to do this, and then they didn't.
Well, yes.
And I don't know what the fuck.
It's highly theoretical, and we don't know whether or not, because this is what they're saying here, is that there was a baby Eve was cloned in 2002, they claim.
I think it would have made bigger news, dude. We cloned that goddamn sheep, man, and that was a big deal.
We
remember
shut that down real quick, though.
No, but they cloned that sheep.
Oh, I remember, yeah. Scotland.
And then, of course, there's also the story now where they want to reclone or clone the woolly mammoth.
Are you seeing that now? Because they think that they can develop.
I don't think that it would be fun for the woolly mammoth. It would come back and be like, you've destroyed my entire life is gone. This is hellacious. There's not enough food for me to eat. Did you see, guys, are just going to kill me.
You see what they did?
What?
There's this new thing that they're developing. As I said, a part of before we make a full living mammoth, they are developing the fiber strand, the protein fibers from mammoth. Like DNA,
I guess,
and they have developed literally a meatloaf's worth of mammoth meat, and they're daring people to eat it.
Hey Barry, you seen my lunch, man? It was a sloppy Joe. Oh no. Shit! If the sloppy Joe's there, then what am I eating?
$5 million worth of mammoth meat.
But this woolly mammoth is good though.
But I mean, you know, I'm interested. I think that would be cool. It's a way, you know, it's a good, interesting way to eat people. I mean, to eat for people, for people to eat, to have food to eat.
It's better than bugs. Although, again, if you're the woolly mammoth, then it's like, come on.
I just know that we hunted the mammoth into extinction, essentially. So it must taste good.
Yeah. All right. Hunt also, interestingly enough, in order to maintain his little democratic power there, he's publicly neutral on presidential races. So not really taking a stand.
Oh, interesting.
But he does take a stand on wanting to get his son back. But now I think he's done. And I think he realizes that the boy
ain't coming. That's a fucking horror movie, too. It would be so much more interesting if he just showed up and then announced his son is the cloned version of the dead version of the son.
I feel like people have tried to do that. As a matter of fact, Madeline McCann, of course, the baby that went missing out of the little thing there, out of the hotel.
Very European vacation they all went on.
Yeah, Julia Wendell, 21. She says that she was Madeline McCann. She's not. And judging by the pictures, I'm sure the parents aren't like super sad that that's not their daughter.
I just feel like in the end they would love some closure, but it's going to be very, very difficult to get.
It really is. But that's more of a UK story that didn't. It got some press out here. The UK. That was like
it's huge.
Casey Anthony on times 10.
Oh, yeah. It gets quite. You remember, I did some Madeline McCann joke on stage in the UK, and man, it bombed.
Oh, people got mad.
People got really upset.
Yeah.
Because it hits a nerve.
Well, it was a pretty, pretty big.
It also just shows that you just can't let the European beautiful sunshine, you know what I mean? Like, you can't let it in.
Live from your grave.
Well, interestingly enough, let's go to British.
Oh, you want to go to British?
A local British police department is saying it helped save Easter for fans of the chocolate egg. What? A man was arrested in England after allegedly stealing a semi-truck that contained 200,000 Cadbury cream eggs.
Do you like Cadbury cream eggs?
I love them.
Do you like the ones with the yolk?
Yes, because I like to lick it out with my tongue.
Yeah, I bet.
As I've gotten older, I've realized that they are quite a lot.
Oh, yes.
But I will say in the UK, their candy.
It's different.
It's better.
Cadbury is much tastier in the UK.
Because we just, honestly, we put too much sugar. And I hate to even say this, but the US candy is too much sugar.
It is.
You want a little bit of that, you know, saltiness.
Because that's actually what's good.
Yes. So a man whom the Associated Press identified as 32-year-old Joby Poole. And if you can't trust a Joby, who can you trust?
Yeah, Joby.
Joby. I never heard that name before.
I've never heard that name.
He was stopped. Bon Joby. He was stopped on the highway in Telford, town near central England, shortly after the theft. Poole allegedly used a metal grinder to break through a gate and get into the truck, and then he stole.
What is he going to do? He said apparently the seized chocolate would be worth something like $48,000.
$48,000, but then he's got to unload. So
you
got to
fence this chocolate to where?
What's the underground? I know, like, in the world of art, I know there's, like, channels you can go through.
Oh, yes, and jewels. And
I got $48,000 with the Cadbury eggs.
How do I move this shit?
But everyone else is like, well, why'd you do that? Because I actually didn't mind buying it in the store.
See, I feel like this 99 cents. The end of a story of a soon-to-be divorced father. Like, he's in the divorce proceedings, right? And Easter's coming up, and he's trying to figure out what to do. And obviously, he's trying to make up for, like, 15 years worth of, like, being a bad father.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I know what I'm going to do this Easter. I'm bringing the Easter miracle to my family.
$48,000 worth of Cadbury
eggs.
And
he just thought in his head, he's got that kind of, like, weird, like, you know, some kind of meth-fueled concept of, like, they're all going to cheer when I pull up with this Cadbury truck.
I mean,
all of the kids are going to be like, Daddy, Daddy, we want you back. Daddy, Daddy, we know we all yelled the last time you were home, but now we want you to come back and sleep in the same bed as Mommy. And then Mommy would be like, oh, Joby, oh, now that you brought that $48,000 worth of fake yuck to our party here in the park here, oh, can't wait to have you in me clift.
Well, you never know what British romance is like. So anyway... So that's not good.
No, well, it's, I mean, it's fine.
It's not the...
Of all the crimes we've covered today, you know, of all of the, like, you know, the grandma killing the two babies out of negligence.
Which we're not even covering.
And, like, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, that. This is a much nicer crime.
Yeah, he's going to be sentenced next month, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, overall, I mean...
He should be forced to sit and eat
everyone.
All of those Cadbury eggs so they can see how sick he'd get.
It is interesting, though, because it's like,
a cool heist, though.
He knew what he was doing. Because you oh, that's a big truck. I bet you that's full of something that's really expensive. But he knew it was going to be Cadbury eggs.
I feel like it should have been TVs or something.
Something you could resell for a little bit.
Yeah, because having all... Because, yeah, what do you do? Do you sell it to a supplier?
But how could you sell it for a supplier cheaper than Cadbury can?
I don't know.
It doesn't work.
No.
It's stupid.
It's also... I guess you could sell it out of your...
But then you're selling Cadbury eggs, and they get melty very fast.
You know what? I'm thinking Joby put a lot of thought into this plan.
No, I don't think that he did. But he did enough. He definitely thought enough to have a chainsaw, to have all those.
Just a lot to steal a truck. What would you steal a truck of?
Ooh.
Like, that's just
obviously, jewels, things of nature.
Jewels are hard, man. I don't know how to sell a jewel.
Well, you would have to have a right middleman.
But most of those guys are cops, too.
You know what I would probably do? I could hats. Because you know how much people pay for fucking shoes? Undercut shoes?
Oh, well, that's different. You remember story?
I actually bought... There was a pair of shoes that were stolen from me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you know that? You remember that story with the guy that was like the head of development, like nephew for Nike, and that he was going in and stealing all of the concept shoes and selling them out to his fucking friends and shit? Like, it was this whole thing. Because you know how, like, I don't know why these shoe companies do this, where they put out their, like, model of the shoe.
Right.
Like, they advertise what the shoe could look like, and the model always looks so much cooler than the shoe actually comes out to look like.
Yeah, I know. There's something with the process when it actually has to get done. And then all the children that make our shoes are like, we can't do that.
I'm
and they're
tired.
Like, okay, just make them like all the other ones.
Nike's done better. But it's also like, I think it's why.
There's more slaves in the world today than there ever has been in human history. Let's move on.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I just wish that you would sometimes wake up. Wake up.
I'm awake.
There you go.
Oh, I've heard. Yes, sure.
People in Melbourne are getting away with they're hanging out in the high capacity zones because they're using sex dolls that are about $5,000 and put them in the passenger seat. And they're saying that's my buddy, so I'm allowed to do that. So that's happening.
I miss the Gwyneth Paltrow trial.
I love the Gwyneth. I'm so happy
that for us.
Way,
I miss that for us. Where
was all the accolade coming for me when I stood up for Gwyneth, when everyone else was attacking Gwyneth and I stood by her? And then, yeah. The jury of our peers said, Gwyneth, you're innocent. Thanks for showing your boobies
she
in that movie.
She has no peers.
Yes, she does. And that's the jury. And then the guy gets on the stand and says, we need to start arresting
That's the one thing
so
we didn't get into.
So he's a huge psycho.
Well, that's what
and
caused...
Gwyneth is a victim of, I don't even, internet insanity.
No, we did not get to cover that at the very end of the trial with Gwyneth Powell. If you know or don't know, Terry Sanderson, again, was suing her for a ski and run accident.
That he caused.
Very, very end. They're taking, like, his last little bit of, like, the trial's wrapping up,
the very end, Terry Sanderson is like, and that's why we got to keep these celebrities in check, because if not, they go to their islands and molest. And as he hit the word molest, the whole, everyone's like, objection. Like, his own people were like, objection. Let's all just, okay, let's think about this. Terry, inside thought. Terry, we can talk about this in the briefing room. But then, yes, but then you saw also why Gwyneth Paltrow then lost points again.
Why?
Because
why?
You saw the parting shots when she leaned over and be like, I think it was,
she said, I wish you well. What the fuck is wrong with that?
She basically said, like, you sleep with the fishes. Like, no, that is not. what I wish you well means.
No, in that case, I wish you would. I wish you well in Gwyneth Paltrow speak as I bless your heart.
Oh, you know, so yeah, go fuck yourself.
But okay, let's get back to sex dolls. Look at that sex doll. $5,500
You know
and
what?
And if you have, and for those that don't, first of all, it's sold out, so don't even bother trying to get this one. And you don't want the returns.
With the fucking dick sucking machines in China, that's where they're beating us. It's because those dick sucking machines that they got
women
going on,
and the men are very lonely and sad.
But the dick sucking machines work. I feel like that's another thing that we should be sending out to these. We send the fucking dick sucking machines to the pedophiles.
Really, the only thing that I need exported, other than every other literal thing that we get in our lives from China, I need the Japanese butt game, where they just put the butts.
Oh yeah, they sniff the butts.
It was like, nah, that's
my wife.
That's my wife. And there's something almost sweet about that. But anyway, apparently in the transit lanes with the people,
they're putping the sex dolls in the thing to do the HOV lanes. Yeah.
But they're snitching. They're calling people like, yeah, they got a fake guy in there.
Everybody's got too much time in there.
Kind of lame person. I mean, I don't really care. I don't go in the HUD lane or the high occupancy vehicle, the HOV lane, which took me forever to figure out what the fuck that meant, by the way.
What?
HOV.
Yeah, it's a high occupancy vehicle.
Yeah.
But it mostly just means you got two people in the car.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
I know.
Yeah, you should go in there
because if
a cop pulls you over, would you do the thing and be like, I'm eating for two?
Yeah.
Well, you saw that they did that. A pregnant woman got away with that.
Yeah.
As she should.
Sure.
Because she got something swimming around her fucking gut, some kind of alien.
All right. Well, I almost think it's time for Hero of the Week.
I think we did it.
A cow attracted sympathy across the globe for pretending to be asleep to get out of being milked.
That is literally his whole life. That's Kissel's entire life.
That's
he's
hero
constantly
of the week.
Avoiding being milked.
Yeah. Doris. Oh, she's part of a 200 strong herd on an Isle of Wight dairy farm. Mm. An Isle of Wight dairy farm. WIGHT. Not yeet.
I know yeet.
The video was shot, and it turns out this cow is really funny because it's been faking sleeping every time it's supposed to get milked.
See, I thought that this was Kissel. I thought this was right on the money for you.
I know. That all changed when Radio 1 DJ Greg James played the audio on his breakfast show the following day. Thousands expressed sympathy for Doris. And one person said, I identify as Doris. What's the world coming to? They say that cow is their spirit animal. So, yeah, Doris, the cow who fakes to be sleeping so it doesn't get milked. Same thing I used to do to avoid having to go to first period in eighth grade. And my mom was very sweet to me, and she let me go to Piggly Wiggly with her instead. So, Doris, you are Hero of the Week, not necessarily because you're super heroic, but because literally no one has done anything.
No one's done anything to be good. It was a slow, fun news week and a slow week.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Obviously, that's the problem is that there's only one story, but it's truly not to be anything. The most boring fucking story.
Well,
it
even got to.
There's only one news story right now.
Interestingly enough, the UK it made it to CNN because there's nothing to cover anymore.
It's because there's only one story that anybody's talking.
We're about to go into a World War III. It would land your land war in Europe, but according to Jeannie Moose, interestingly enough, I think it's Moose, but she has that really. I'm not going to say it's annoying. I'm going to say it's her segment on CNN. She did it. She covered this. So that's good.
Yeah. So this is why the only truly unique coverage that we have here at Last Podcast on the Left and Side Stories in general is from the listeners themselves.
Absolutely. John Brody, the farmhand. You know what he says about the cow? Doris has a fantastic personality. She's definitely more person than cow. We need to check out what that guy's doing with Doris.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If he's saying that she's way more of a lady than a cow, then he's fucking... That's not good.
All right. Well, that's Hero of the Week, Doris. Thank you.
Thank you, Doris, for your service. Now, here's a couple of listener emails.
Great.
I grew up about 5 minutes away from Oak Island in Nova Scotia. And I also worked on the island for a summer in the museum, but mainly my job was driving the fat people around in a golf cart who couldn't walk the tour around the island.
Oh, that was what we gave to our football coach her senior year because he ate himself out of walking.
I'll always remember when it was me and Casper Kelly. We both obviously lost weight since then, but after our first, both of us were kind of on our bigger side. It was Casper Kelly's one of the creators of Pretty Face Going to Hell. Oh. And I remember that one time after, it was after an Adult Swim function, they put the two of us together in a pedicab for the guy to take us to the next party. And the man looked really, really sad because we were both on the big, we really gave him a calf workout that day.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, yeah, it was a pedicab. It wasn't.
Oh, yeah. No. He had to do it. He had to hoof it. Yeah, you know. Yeah, it was.
You guys don't deserve that.
Now, while growing up in Oak Island, I've always known the legend of six people dying looking for this treasure, which is true. And once this seventh dies, the treasure will be revealed. Captain Kidd's treasure or Shakespeare's manuscript, some garbage. The show on History Channel, it's just a ploy for investors. It says there is a whole like show based around this island. That's okay. Real. But working on the island with the show crew, people who run the actual treasure hunting, was insane from what I've experienced.
Okay.
The island is haunted, like really haunted. There was a DOP lady who told me about the island's black mass and her experiences. One that I really remember was her talking about how it was about her and another person from the production crew sitting in a truck waiting for something to do with the filming. It was later than usual, and it was getting dark, but it wasn't completely night yet, right? So while they were waiting in the truck, she sees a huge dark cloud flash by the front of the windshield. Mm-hmm. And when she goes to turn on and face the other person to ask if they had seen it, she sees it swoop down from the passenger side of the truck, watching it slam so hard in the passenger side door that it shakes the entire truck. It's like a black amorphous cloud.
Oh, my.
She said it felt like it was going to tip over. Confused, they get out and they check the truck and they don't see a dent or a scratch. She continues to see a black cloud floating around them from time to time.
But a black cloud that it was tangible enough to
shake to move the... Wow. Shit. Really weird. The island isn't my favorite place. It gives off this completely sinister and negative energy that I can't put my finger on where it was coming from. Hmm. As someone who was terrified of ghosts and things that go bump in the night as a child, but now fascinated as a 26-year-old, looking back on the one legit ghost experience I had there makes my blood run cold each time. I was about 18 or 19. Hmm. My coworker and I had the idea to try and talk to the ghost as a joke on a slow and gray rainy day. Never
you gotta
that.
Know. So this is the one thing about people with sense of humor. Sense of humor is very diverse.
Oh,
a
sure.
lot of people think something is funny, and a lot of people will say that's the most atrocious thing I've ever heard.
That's my half my life.
So you've got to know, like, what is this? What's the ghost background?
Or eventually,
what's the ghost want?
Or key is go to not care. Because eventually you just have to.
You
just
do have to make yourself laugh. But at the same time, you like if we had to go, I actually think we would do well with our live show in prison. I think that we could.
Four prisoners. Oh, not that we're in prison having to do a live show.
No, you don't get PowerPoint.
No.
Our live show would suck.
it's very difficult.
Yeah, Marcus.
Speaking
just
of no PowerPoint.
A bunch of chalk, having to draw everything.
You're going to love our side stories live in Beverly Hills this Saturday, April 8th.
Minimalistic art.
Now, the. 18th at a time. Now, we said joke at the ghost. So we're going to joke at
the ghost.
We started by making a fake Ouija board using a bottle cap as the planchette, asking a few questions, waiting, but nothing happened. And we felt silly. So I slid the cap to goodbye, tore up the paper we used as our Ouija board. Now, I was still trying to mess around because nothing felt off in the moment. I grabbed one of those flashlights you have to click on the front of it in place for it to turn on. I said out loud, "Is there anybody here with us that wants to communicate? Can you turn on the flashlight?" With the flashlight pointed towards my coworker. Her face turned white as she looked down and the flashlight in my hand that was on and was clicked into the on position without hearing or seeing it move. I turned it off. I tried not to cry and I said, "I'm sorry for bothering you, ghost. Have a good day." My coworker and I were silent for the rest of the day. So who knows?
You know, the worst thing about having a ghost audience is, of course, the only thing they say.
Boo. Very good. Wow.
Let's see, you saved that for the popsicle sticks.
I am just gonna.
Where is fucking popsicle stick money, by the way?
It's
with
nowhere.
My legend. What kind of drink does a mythical cow like? Legendary or something like that.
It's already all over. People have said people have been using that joke for years.
No, I came up with it. I came up with that. And I just came up with, ooh, what would it be like if the ghosts were in the audience?
Yeah, I mean, that is true. You did just say it out loud. You did say it.
Buddy, I have come up with the majority of things that people just think are in pop culture.
I know. Yeah. Tell me about it. I know. I know. You can't imagine. Steve Urkel. That came from you.
No.
Is Steve Urkel still in pop culture?
Oh, yeah.
Do kids like him?
Jaleel White? Yeah, he's like having a massive... He's having a moment.
I love him.
I love Jaleel.
Apparently, he's very nice.
Also, I just felt like what they did with Stefan. Steve was fine. Stefan was, yeah, it's great. I love Laura. I love the
whole
family.
We all did. Yeah. We all did.
Great show. Great show.
One last story. Ghost potatoes. My wife and I were away from our home. I had to work and she was with her family. We were gone for most of the day. She got home before me around 5 p.m. and I got home around 9 p.m. It was when I got home that she noticed this strange pile a flaky white powder next to my side of the bed. She called me in, thinking I knew what it was, and I was playing a prank on her. However, I had no idea what it was. She thought it might be a big pile of meth. We live around some addicts and other sketchy people. I mean, that's a big jump.
That's scary.
Being a rationalist, I was just like, I got closer to it, and I did what any man could do. I tasted it.
You taste, okay.
Which you should have done. That's very brave. If you don't know what a powder is, you should
be careful.
Try it on the bird. Yeah. A pigeon.
Sure.
Right? It was not meth. It was too bland. So I went to Google and I looked up pictures of white flaky powder.
Salt is meth?
I don't know.
You're going to want a little more pepper in that meth.
And I stumbled onto pictures of instant potato flakes. Now, again, I did what had to be done. I scooped up a small amount of it. I put some water on it and I microwaved it. And surely enough, I had a steaming pile of mashed potatoes. Again, I had a little taste. It needed butter, but it was definitely potatoes. See, after that, to be safe, my wife and I assumed that a person is hiding in our home, so we strap up with our pistols and shirt the house from top to bottom.
There's a lot going on here.
It's a really intense household.
Okay.
It's a really intense household. But nobody was there, right?
A lot, yeah.
Now, we have no idea who the hell left these so-called potatoes. Or why, if someone broke in, that they left only a small pile of them and did nothing else.
Your wife's cheating on you.
I know, no.
Your wife is cheating on you.
No, well, don't say that because they're both back. All right, because who knows? I'm just set this up. What, with who? The potato fucker?
I don't know.
The guy who brings his own instant potatoes to fuck other people's wives?
Buddy, I don't know. I don't know.
Mr. Was it fucking Tuber Cuck?
Mr. Tuber Cuck.
Took too long to put together.
Really good.
Now, this is where my pet theory comes in. My mother died 3 years ago. Great. And we live in the house where she died in. And the night she died was when she still was mildly conscious. And I asked her if she could do some ghost stuff while she was gone.
Okay.
Right? And there must have been several things since then that nearly convinced me she's still around, enough to make me seriously question whether it was her or not. But that's another email. It just so happened the day we found the potatoes was my birthday. So I'm thinking my dead mom made a mess on the floor to wish me a happy birthday, if only because I refused to believe someone broke in to leave a small pile of instant mashed potatoes next to my side of the bed.
Well, there is a lot there, and in no way will I insinuate anything going on, because it seems like they live in an area that they know meth.
And they must.
And good, you know, be safe.
But Mr. Tuber Cuck, he comes around, and Mr. Tuber Cuck, you better love the fact that, guess what?
Wow.
Sure, you don't love the fact that he's making love to your wife, but you love the fact that you're tired. And Mr. Tuber Cuck can take care of it for you. And you can just sit there.
I get it from that perspective.
Because the best part is that you can laugh as you're eating your scallop potatoes.
Yeah.
As you're eating your potatoes au gratin.
Your
potatoes. Mm. My mother used to do this thing, which we loved. She used to cut up the potatoes. She used to cut up the potato into long cuts up into it and put butter and stuff inside of the slots. Like she cut it up like a loaf of bread and put butter in between each of the holes. So it looked like a little accordion, right? And then she put cheese on the top of it so the cheese would get all crispy on the top. It was awesome.
She was
right?
killing you.
No. She was keeping us home. And you can laugh eating that while Mr. Tuber Cuck is railing your wife in the other room. Because again, you're not doing it. And live, laugh, love. Yeah. You're going to have to live. Maybe having to raise Mr. Tuber Cuck's son.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're going to look at that. You're going to look at Spud. You're going to look at Spud every day and just think of that dreamy, fully loaded baked potato soup that Mr. Tuber Cuck made
right before he came in your wife's throat.
Well, there you go.
In front of you and on camera.
Well, isn't that fun?
You know what, Mr. Tupacuck, wherever you are, you leave my wife alone.
Well, absolutely.
But I hope you keep visiting this other man's home.
Well, indeed. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Perfect.
We'll be there April 8th. We're going to check us out. Maybe just refrain from drinking for 2 hours.
No, I need you to buy this booze. We got booze. It is for sale.
Okay.
It is coming. We got a couple of good guests. We got Ed fucking Larson's going to be there. We got
Henry
Jackie's
and I are going to be blabbing for about 55 minutes.
Dan, let me remind you.
Oh, Jackie will be there.
Jackie's going to be there. She's going to be yelling, filling up time. It's going to be a full ass show. Kissel's leading a Q&A. Just telling him that he didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
No, he's leading a Q&A.
How long
afterwards.
Is that
going to
last?
It's
for?
An hour, 45 minutes right there. Ooh, so we're going to be there a total. Wow. We're going to be there for a total of 2 hours and change. But buy booze ahead of time.
That's great.
At this website. Where in the living fuck?
Yeah, this is your website. This is the most organized show.
It's not.
No.
But you know what I like know. About this show is that it's a vintage experience because everyone is used to super pro. We got a road manager. We got a whole crew. But this is literally
this
just
is bad
us putting
even
this
for us 15 years ago. For 15 years ago, we would say, oh, thank God we don't have to do it like that anymore.
It's
now that we're professional.
The company guy wasn't working with is not. It is not necessarily used to putting together live events. And when I
do you have a website you can send to people?
I literally get it made.
Do we have the flute? Okay, we almost needed flute music.
Yes. Slash.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
www.getitmadela/special-events. Is that long?
Oh my God. No.
Slash P. Beverages. P is in pussy. Buy booze now because I am going to need you fucking hammered. All right. At this show, I'm going to need your patience. I'm going to need you seeing. But guess what you get to see? Because you're so used to us just so gussied up there.
Yeah.
But you get to see us real and what it's like to really be in the room with us because you're going to be in the room with us. Show's completely sold out. 450 people are arriving this thing. And it is not going to be a mess, I swear.
Wow. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on Saturday. Also, I have some Hail Yourself dates coming out here. I will be announcing really soon. So we're still doing it. We're going to give you, Henry and I can't avoid the stage for too long.
We cannot. We miss you. We're going to fucking have a really good time. I can't wait.
We do miss you. All right, everyone. See y'all soon. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Congratulations, everybody.
And me.
Be safe. Don't hire a hitman.
Don't, because it never is. And look, that's why you got to kill your own children.
All right.